This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
What are you people? On dope?
The Paleface Parabola.
Thank you. Yeah, it's me. It's early. Feel no fret. I'm going to let the music do the talking. Or in this case, maybe Yogi Berra, who famously might have said once, it's deja vu all over again.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we introduce the Grecian import, a young lady we call our torrid tummy tosser, our exotic beauty, Miss Saroya.
Oh, yes. The news today, friends, is obscene, dirty, immoral, filthy, smutty, ick news. But if you cook it up in a brownie, it doesn't taste all that bad.
an individual appears to be bound by the boundaries of home and the boundaries of his own body. But in reality, the subtle aspects of the individuality go to make universal existence.
I can dig it, Maharishi.
A U.S. District Court judge allowed the Music Hall Association to break its contract and cancel two concerts of The Doors. The Music Hall Association fears that the performances will be obnoxious. And finally, Richard Nixon says, if we are going to make progress in private talks, they must be private. Meanwhile, the Vietnam War is still going on. And man, that's really obscene.
Thank you.
As Dr. Johnny Fever once said about B.B. King, what you're hearing, sacred music. Dexter Gordon, Long Tall, May 9th, 1961, RVG Studios, here in Hackensack, New Jay. From David Sanctius, who, believe it or not, was once a charter member of the E Street Band. In fact, his home was the playhouse for the embryonic E Street Band. This from his solo record from 2019, Topical Commentary, Paleface Parabola, and Your Ears.
It's mathematics and can't make it work. Brother needs a job.
Strange society. I bowed my head and penned my name. In the middle of the night, I don't sleep so well. Refugees and immigrants, politicians and presidents, making laws that make no sense. In the middle of the night, we don't sleep so well. I used to dream so peacefully. Once upon a time, everything was fine. Once upon a time, what happened?
It takes 5 seconds to realize that it's time to move. It's time to get down. brothers, it's time to testify, and I want to know, are you ready to testify? Are you ready?
He always was an ugly man. He grew up to be like his father, an ugly man. And he'll tell you lies. Look at you and tell you lies. He grew up to be like
That noise you're hearing is the sound of operator board error. Get used to it. But through the snip and clip, same day surgery, post show editing briss applied by the mystery man, you may not hear that portion of the show, or we just might leave it in so you can say, yeah, he's talked about a radio career gone bacterial, and now there is the evidence. Keep that tape, Margie. We're using this in case he ever gets big. Those will be on Access Hollywood, lickety split. AKA, the microphone was left off. In the background, Tua Tora, this supergroup band. Well, we'll give you context shortly. This piece is called Fela the Conqueror. And they, well, you would sus, especially on a station free 89, our mothership, that has a show called Planet Waves that is a feature on African music and plays Fela Kuti with alarming frequency, in a good way, mind you. You'd be hip to Fela the Conqueror, Tua Tora. So keep these names in mind. We will give you backfill and context coming up after the next break. Nimoy, Ricky Lee Jones, David Sanchez, Dexter Gordon, Crosby, Steals, the Cash While It's Young, Brother Jack McDuff, and now, inspired by something I heard somewhere, somehow, last week, Steve Wynn, Linda Pittman, about cats and dogs.
of music and action.
Play it, Frank. Oh, man, what a song. Yeah, almost every week. I mean, there's some weeks where it's like I'm not even listening. Like right now, because we were just talking here at the Fifth Estate Studio A while it was playing. But I say that to say this. Today is Shuggy Otis's birthday. Johnny's son, who's got skills himself. He wrote that song Strawberry Letter 23 for the Brothers Johnson back in the 70s. That was a big hit. Had that pretty influential kind of like white boy funk album called Inspiration Information in the 70s. Had a lot of problems with the medicine cabinet and is turning 69 today against the odds. His dad, Johnny Otis, was the Ahmet Erdogan, maybe. Certainly Alan Freed, Louis Jordan, all wrapped up into one of the West Coast. He went out there in the 40s, recorded for the Savoy label, became an A&R and label tastemaker, and he sired Shuggy. And Shuggy adds, well, everybody is splendid on this track, Peaches and Regalia, but Shuggy Otis plays a mean and meaningful bass line on this masterpiece. Blow out the candle, Shuggy. Glad you're still here. You've only got a few years on me. And man, talk about genetics. The son of Johnny Otis, oof. Swamp Zombies before that, out to our GM, Phil Gray, whose show Retrospect follows this one, number 547. More on that shortly on At Midnight Tonight here on Free 89, where we're free to be, or as my grandmother Alice used to say, wherever you be, let your air go free. And immediately, people ran for their lives. Music from that set, Cats and Dogs by Steve Wynn and his soon-to-be wife, Linda Pittman, released in 1999, the album called My Midnight with Print My Aging Peepers Can Barely See. But man, what a good record. The last in his, air quotes, lost decade of music, the 1990s, but Ray McKenzie's Zero Hour label out of New York City came and picked Steve up, and theirs was a fruitful partnership for three records, four records, whatever it was good. That's where I first met Steve Wynn, had been a fan since the Dream Syndicate in the mid-1980s, and I love that track, Cats and Dogs. He's still active in a variety of projects. The Dream Syndicate's new album has been elusive. It was supposed to have come out on a new label, Fire Records, out of Europe. Still can't find it. Apparently now 2023, maybe. Touring solo, Steve Wynn, W-Y-N-N, a killer diller here in the music world. To a tour we talked about before with Fela the Conqueror, the supergroup comprised of members of Los Lobos. Who is this? Buck. Oh, Peter Buck, yeah, the guitar player for R.E.M. and other side projects. The Baseball Project, Scott McCoy, and Screaming Trees with Barrett Martin and Justin Hayward. Or Harwood. I think it's Harwood, yes. Leonard Nimoy before that, telling you, pointing a roadmap as to where it's at, Spock does. And I remember he used to host this show also where he would take an hour and extrapolate on the mystery places of the world, like the caves of Nazca in South America. Fascinating show. Highly logical, if I may be so bold. Nimoy with Where It's At. Ricky Lee Jones from her last great record 19 years ago in 2003, a song called Ugly Man that was written about W., son of Papa Bush here in the States. Ricky Lee, if she could update that song and write different lyrics, I think it would comprise 99.9% of today's GOP here in America. And her book last year, The Last Chance Texaco, man, that book was great. It told tales. MC5 spooked us with John Sinclair from Halloween, 1968, getting the rabble roused right before the Motor City 5 started. Not the Motor City Mad Men. That's the loincloth-wearing Looney Tune named the Nuge. This is the Motor City, what did I just say? whatever they are, that was fun. David Sanctius, In the Middle of the Night, was the track we heard from 2019. He was on Springsteen and the E Street Band's first two albums, Greetings from Asbury Park and The Wild, the Innocent, and E Street Shuffle. Left after the recordings began for Born to Run in 1975, he and the drummer Boom Carter, replaced by Professor Roy Bittan and also Max Weinberg. And the band changed. It didn't have that wild hair of improv or musicality. David Sanctius, a monster musician on keyboard and guitar, has toured with Peter Gabriel. I saw the Amnesty International tour in 1988, the week I got married for the first time. He was out there with Peter Gabriel, and Peter Gabriel pretty much ruled the planet after So came out, and still one of the greatest concerts I've ever seen. Springsteen, Tracy Chapman, Sting, I forget who else was on that bill. Peter Gabriel dusted all of them. He was amazing. No greater concert moment you can ever be thrilled at by seeing him do Biko live when he names and calls for the choir, meaning us, to praise the martyr, Stephen Biko. Well, Sanctus was in that band at that time, made some jazz fusion records in the 1970s, David Sanctus and Tone. They're actually pretty good, but he left Springsteen to do that and jazz fusion. Well, Born to Run and No Songs Will Be Played Forever. Those albums Dave did, largely forgot. But I have them, and I know they're good. I know they're good, damn it. Dexter Gordon with Modal Mood, a Kenny Drew piece, recorded May 9th, 1961. He's also on piano on that session, along with Coltrane's rhythm section of Billy Joe Jones and Paul Chambers, minus Tyner. This is Dexter pre-exile to Paris, recorded right here in New Jersey, produced by the co-owner of Blue Note Records and co-founder Alfred Lion, and recorded in Hackensack, NJ, before Rudy Van Gelder moved the studios to Englewood Cliffs. Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, although Neil's not on that track, I don't think, but Stills and Crosby, they star on that song. Oh, man, Deja Vu, the title track of their album, recorded in San Francisco in November of 1969 and released March 11th, 1970. Of all of his tracks, and he's written a flotilla of them, plus one, that might be Crosby's greatest song ever. Released as the, that's how much they thought of it, as the title song to the Troubled second album, with, well, let's lay the blame where it belongs. Neil Young, never been a band except Crazy Horse that he couldn't split up due to the fact that he's just an outsider trying to fit in on the inside. And they all had girl trouble at the time. And we began a while ago with Brother Jack McDuff. His piece called Deja Vu, recorded with a quartet in Seattle, July of 1982. Brother Jack, one of the greatest ever B3 players, it says right here, and in the same league as Jimmy Smith, old school, and in new times, Delvon Lamar, who made one of this year's best records. And yes, indeed, that brings to mind the classic Yogi Berra phrase. It's deja vu all over again. We passed by a restaurant yesterday, actually this past Sunday, 3D and me, and I had to quote another yogiism. And many scholars later have said, if you need a scholar to interpret Lawrence Yogi Berra, I looked at over at the restaurant and it was pretty packed, and I said, well, nobody goes there anymore, it's too crowded. Live to Hard Drive from the Fifth Estate, Studio A, like a bohemian square peg in a cow-tipping round hole here in the western fields of New Jay, where even the state's natives fear to tread, and the locals are just fine with that. Kind of like a Carl Hiaasen novel about tour season in Florida. He be the mystery man, I be jumping JB, we be the damaged duo that be the two-hour tour de farce you are bearing witness to here on Free 89 from Hamilton, New Z, and to the universe beyond Sussex County. We be damn glad that you be listening to our noise, wherever you be, because I had to get that last B-E in there before we moved on. So let's see. Since last we gathered around the radio together, we/I celebrated a milestone birthday. 3D, my silver-haired, sexy beast of a wife, and who makes a man glad to be a man. A record store day, Feeding Frenzy on Friday, the, what was it? Whatever it was last Friday, celebrating both indie record shops' persistence and the born-again joys of beautiful black and bold lacquer, a.k.a. LPs. Of all the things in this beatdown of a century, the revival of vinyl is among the most inexplicable of miracles. Up there with Herschel Walker completing a sentence that is coherent. Oh, wait. That hasn't happened yet. We had the uniquely American tradition that is a Thanksgiving, and one in which drinking on St. Patrick's Day, or like St. Patrick's Day, I erroneously had assumed had spread to the seven seas until I well-intentionedly wished Free's GM a blessed Thanksgiving, to which he replied, and I'll paraphrase for a comedic effect, quote, I don't know what the hell you're talking about, unquote. There is much to admire about my adopted radio homeland of NZ ends these two islands, and now I have to include an admirable avoidance of gluttony and needless slaughtering of cooked bird flesh to the menu, as it were. Oh, and stir in today's complete and total physical and mental exhaustion. And the table is set for caper number 53 here on the Paleface Parabola, 1 year and 1 week deep into our Hands Across the Water volunteer something that free, and a recipe to lower the quality of both community and syndicated radio, just like the other 52 capers we've been through. That said, Viva, the Community Access Media Alliance, that is our mothership, and hello to our listeners on Uranus, the planet, not your porthole. He's the mystery man. I was going to give him microphone time so you could learn to love him just like I do last week for our one-year anniversary. But then I thought, you know, that does nothing to preserve the shell that we will crack someday when our tale is told for the last time. That said, for now at least, you'll have to settle for being razzle-dazzled by his brand of excellence known only to a few, and his sustained longevity, kind of like the shelf life of a pack of Hostess Snowballs here in the States. I don't know what your heart-stopping equivalent is there in New Zealand or wherever you hear around the world. He loves him some French press coffee, pots full of spicy Kersey, reports of which have been assembled from neighboring states, aviation skills that the authors of the book The Right Stuff told Jaeger he was a rank amateur by comparison, and music that you've never heard of and won't unless you web into his radio program. The Fifth Estate radio show, heard live Sunday evenings on Homegrown Radio NJ from 5 to 7 p.m. live, uploaded to the light web shortly afterwards on Mixcloud underneath the Fifth Estate, and heard live where you are down under from 9 to 11 a.m., although I think I have to amend those times because of daylight savings time. I still haven't gotten a grip 2 months later on the Gazintas down there. But you can listen live if after the morning show with Kelly and Mike Monday through Fridays. He would have told you all this last week if I had we had set up the microphone, but we decided to preserve until the coffee table-sized book chronicle of our program is released, along with a CD, LP, Blu-ray box set of our collaboration, while we sip strong potions in our radio retirement tax shelter home in the Cayman Islands, in a sublet rented to us by Warren Buffett in one of his endless tax shelter schemes, so that he preserves his wealth to the point where his secretary pays more than he does. Good work if you can get it. I'm Jumpin' JB, the host and programmer of the Paleface Parabola, and I'd stop hockey pucks naked on Bondi Beach in Sydney, Australia, if management of Free 89, their names are Phil and Mike, by the by, let us come back next week for caper number 54. That's a promise, not a threat. As for now, retrospect number 547 follows us at midnight. It's a corker and a kicker alike. I have put ears on it, so I can testify truthfully. It's a reason to wait out the endurance test that is this show. And now, thus and so, we press play and let the next song go. We decree it thus. On with the show.
I know there are many forces that would not like to see our dreams become reality. There's a war going on, a war you cannot see. right versus wrong. It's a war that is so real. I wake up in the morning, the sun I do see. But I feel the vibes, forces around me. Can you feel it?
Ziggy Marley and the Melody Makers with Cosmic from 1991, the album called Jamaica, J-A-H-M-E-K-Y-A, Virgin Records, and inspired by, I was telling the Mystery Man during the first quest of the evening, that the Macy's Day Parade is a long-term tradition down Fifth Avenue in New York City and on Thanksgiving Day here in the States. Yeah, that Thanksgiving that you may not know about down there. And my wife called up to me because it was one of the five or six guilt-free days of the year where I can actually stay in bed and read and try and recover. I said, Ziggy Marley's going to be on the Macy's Day Parade, knowing that would get a reaction. And it did. So I said, okay, I'll turn on the TV. 45 minutes later, and through a lot of bad music. Man, mercy, Lord, an on-air prayer. Mercy on the souls of most of you under the age, well, between the age of 15 and 20, who have to put up with today's bad music. I pray for your blessing upon their lives, that somehow it improves. There was so much bad music. And then Ziggy Marley came out, and he was literally on the TV for 60 seconds singing a children's song. I wept and gnashed teeth.
Seen or heard so many bastards in all my life.
make everybody feel high. Who's gonna make the, who's gonna make the, who's gonna make the dance floor? Make everybody feel high. Reggae fever is taking over the town, yeah. Reggae music is going all around, yeah. Computerized, so we can computerize. Digital, so we can digital. Microchip, so we can microchip. We bubbling from the motor, we are rocking from the hip. We're experimenting with the new technology. We rock it to the roads, Germany style. We love all the people that my rap sweetly. Cause negative is nicer than any candy. Lyrics in the dance like milk and honey. If you laugh at a joke, then it must be funny. So ease with not such whatever you be. Just rock it to the roads, Germany style. Whoa!
Al's Records has Buffalo Springfield. Rolling Stones. Turtles.
That your own chosen speed. I'm not the one you wanted.
Strawberry Alarm Clock. And just about any of your LP needs.
Stop on by the Al's Record Shop in Papago Plaza.
In the time frame, the grand scheme of all things, Roland Kirk, I'm not sure if he was Rashawn at this point in 1967, but I know he was Roland. And this is taken from an April release of that year called Now Don't You Cry. beautiful Edith, which, of course, we'll have to send out to Archie Bunker. And this track, it's a grand night for swinging. Don't you agree? Won't you please agree? Please? Roland Kirk, Rashawn to you. It's a grand night for swinging. Nice rhythm section. Terrific song. And carefully crafted with, I'm sure, a show like this in mind that we could talk over the bulk of it. A drop before that from, I would assume, a long out of business record shop in California. Steel Pulse with Ravers, recorded in Paris in May of 1991 for the 100th birthday of Haile Selassie, who they regard as God, the Rastas do. It's Steel Pulse's masterpiece. It's called Rasta... Farai Centennial in the City of Lights. What a great record. On the Mount Rushmore of reggae live albums is up there with any of Marley's and Toots and the Maytals, Jimmy Cliff. Absolutely fantastic. Band at the peak of their powers from Birmingham, England. Recorded beautifully. The band on fire, still active, six record labels in their time, formed in 1975, won a Grammy once for Best Reggae Album of the Year. David Hines is their front man. Steel Pulse with Ravers. Then the Agrolites before that from, well, they are the two great remaining bands that have their hands and feet firmly in the roots of that music. And the Agrolites from the west coast of the United States. We heard Countryman Fiddle from their debut album, at least for the Hellcat label, Rancid's subsidiary of Anti Records. The band Rancid, not the ripe and rotting nature of the band or its music. And we heard... Countryman Fiddle from that self-titled album. We recommend that you go out and buy at least three of them if you are warm for the form of ska punk, because you'll wear two of them out. The last and greatest pale-faced dirty reggae band in the world, and yes, that is a genre, because there's a genre for everything these days. Still touring. In fact, I think they did shows over Thanksgiving weekend. The Agrolites. Steel Pulse, the Agrolites. We began the set with Ziggy and the Melody Makers. And I was told once, Ziggy being Bob's oldest son, I was told once by a guy I worked with two radio stations ago, and a full-blood Jamaican. He listened to that record when it came in, and really, you know, black people are different from the way we pale faces listen to music for the most part. They... are of the notion to keep pushing their music forward to a large degree. It's like, all right, we did that. What's next? Well, white people, on the other hand, seem to me to go backwards and look into music of the past, unless you're a real progressive thinker like the Mystery Man, the same-day surgeon of the Paleface Parabola. This Jamaican host told me, because he knew I liked roots reggae, said, JB, this is the future of music. And don't get me wrong, I love that song, Cosmic, and I think Ziggy Marley is the best of the Marley genetic of the kids. But he was right about it being the future of reggae music, because it was for the worse. A lot of modern-day reggae, man, you can't even tell it's Jamaican. It's just bad stuff, kind of like the things you hear on the Macy's Day Parade. In fact, Sean Paul, who was one of the 90s stars, was on right before Ziggy. And it was just like, this is no different than hip-hop here in the States. And it blows. There I said it. On with the music. And any resemblance to Smokey and the Miracles... going to a go-go here, I would think is purely intentional. Mm-hmm.
Susie?
Yes.
Susie Cream Cheese?
Yes.
This is the voice of your conscience, baby. I just want to check one thing out with you. You don't mind, do you?
What?
Susie Cream Cheese, honey, what's got into you?
Yeah, we're butting in early here. Can you live with it? Just bear with this insane amount of work I do for 1 hour and 58 minute alchemy, attempt at alchemy with a large potential inside of Crash and Burn. Thank you. I knew I could count on you. Zappin' the Mothers in the background from 1966. They are far freaking out. Or as the liner notes say, all penned in self-deprecating style by the otherwise egomaniacal Frank Zappa. The engineer looked at him and said, what the hell are you going to do with all that rented percussion equipment at 1 o'clock in the morning? This was 1966, mind you. These days, sessions are just getting started then. And before that, Bob Brady and the Concords. Kind of like the flight of the Concords from your native land there, you Kiwis. Everybody's going to the Love-In. 1966 the year, so you see the going to a go-go thing, I think, don't you? Any semblance of resemblance to Smokey and the Miracles, as noted before, is, I would think, if it's not intentional, it was not-so-inspired thievery. And there we have it. All rise. The court comes in with a kick. 1 year and 1 week and rising here on the Pale Faced Parabola. Caper number 53 is what we're hip deep in right now. And we once again cheat the hangman shortly. But up next, and I just told myself not to turn the page. I said, self, don't turn the page, and I turned the page. All the news that gives you fits. Bob Dylan from the new book, The Philosophy of Modern Song, writes this in one of the few passages in the book where you can actually make a stab at understanding. He said, music, it is of a time, but also timeless, a thing with which to make memories and the memory itself. Though we seldom consider it, music is built in a time as surely as a sculptor or a welder works in physical space. Music transcends time by living within it. Just as reincarnation allows us to transcend life by living it again, and again, and again. Well, born again Bob is no longer, obviously, if he's talking reincarnation. But I thought that a pretty hefty passage. Time Magazine, phenomenal current issue, which they spotlight the best inventions of 2022. I picked out a couple. I'm not even saying they're the best. They just jumped out at me. A couple of them because we're doing radio right now. Headphones with a magnetic earlock system that keeps wireless earbuds in place no matter how far you have to run into the doubles court to nail a backhand cross court for the winning point. A mini microscope the size of a fingertip attaches to any smartphone. Well, yeah, of course, it has to these days. And finally, a Rolly Seaboard Rise 2 keyboard. Pressure-responsive silicone keyboards giving musicians the ability to bend and shape notes without knobs, faders, and pedals. Today is November 30th. There are 24 days until the boy with the toys slides down your chimney. I'm thinking the mystery man wouldn't mind one of these shiny new toys. Mail the Roly Seaboard Rise 2 keyboard to... that got Soupy Sales thrown off the air, I think, in the 60s. I'll pass the church, the band, not the place where sinners go to get healed. We'll have a new album, their 26th, February of 23, and they'll tour behind it. Steve Kilby, the only original member left in the band, is called the Hypnogog, and the typically inscrutable catchphrase in publicizing the album, the Hypnogog, is this: emerging from silence and like pulling free of entropic gravity. Note it. Trump and Kanye brought a racist Holocaust denier to dinner at Mar-a-Lago last week. Anybody surprised? I guess the food wasn't that good, or maybe it was the company, or both. Later in the week, the guy turned on Trump. Peter Buck, no REM reunion. Thank you. We've said our piece. Those guys are sticking to it 10 years later. We were talking about it yesterday, about at my record shop on Saturday, about the respect the guy was in, a woodworker friend that's made it a tradition to stop in on a record store day. And he was talking about that he went to a Neil Peart Memorial Convention in Canada, he and his family, about a month ago. And he was kind of disappointed that Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson didn't come out and do something for their former colleague. And I said, no, they've been pretty consistent that they weren't going to do any more after their brother-in-arms died. And I've got respect for people who don't do six farewell tours or do the words Reg Dwight come to mind. A reason to be cheerful: kelp farming off the eastern end of Long Island in New York State. It's reviving a long-gone economy. Kelp farming, which for low thyroid sufferers like me, is supposed to be really good for that little notch in your throat, which I never even knew existed until I went to a doctor wobbling and almost blind about 35 years ago. Bison are relocating and spreading on indigenous fields and lands in the Midwest of the United States for the first time since the 1800s. They're thriving. And then there's this, Tennessee Williams. His quote: America is three cities, New York, San Francisco, and New Orleans. The rest is Cleveland. I'm thinking Chicago and Boston. Might just have a problem with that.
America's wonderful. Wonderful, 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 wonderful. It really makes it.
You see, Tennessee, America's wonderful, and it's because of cream cheese. IMHO, FIFA, and the World Cup, bums. Not the players, who are pretty valiant. And there's a Netflix series about FIFA, and I'm only about 15 minutes into the first episode of four, but it's said by a radio sports host that I listen to for my hockey team, said, just when you think it can't get worse, it gets worse while you're watching this. Lenny Kaye, the curator of Nuggets, which is a sacred text to us garage rock fans, like the show that's about to follow me here on Free 89. And he sat in with the band Railroad Earth this past Saturday night in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, about a half hour from where we are right now. Steve McVeigh writes this: be of good cheer and brave heart, brothers and sisters. Relationships are what it's all about. Nothing else will survive death, but what you build here endures through time and eternity. Epitaphs on gravestones speak of loving mothers, devoted wives, and precious children. Nobody inscribes words about net worth, titles, or other things. And I thought, well, maybe Trump and Musk will. Pluto, the forever ninth planet. New picture of it released over the weekend from 22,000 miles away, 7 years ago when the New Horizon mission went by. Average temperature on the surface, minus 232 C or 387 F. But weirdly, it might, just might, have a below surface ocean. Bring it back, dwarf planet, my arse. Adam Schiff, who's on the January 6th committee, says they are close to a consensus. Well, you hurry the hell up. I'm so tired of all this. And we spend money on it. We pay for this charade. Charade in the fact that we know these guys did it, and we know who was behind it, and somehow still it's like, well, we got to get more evidence to make the case. It's like the case has been made. Bobby Weir said on a CBS morning show over the weekend, and I thought this was, I can relate to this on my own subterranean level here in the entertainment field. The blank page is the greatest challenge life has to offer. Well, I don't think exactly that, but I do think, yeah, you're sitting there, you want to create, you're looking at the page and thinking, hemina, hemina, hemina. Moon mission, Orion is in lunar orbit where Herschel Walker's brain is. In fact, before it locked into lunar orbit, I think it's supposed to beat the record from Apollo 13 when they had to go around the moon and then slingshot back in order to get back to Earth after it blew up. Australia this past Saturday, and I referenced it in the communique, Bondi Beach, B-O-N-D-I, in Sydney, a nudist colony broke out where the beach used to be. It's an annual event photographed by Spencer Tunick, who presumably wasn't wearing one, to method act along with the people. It was a literal sea of people who get naked to be photographed on the beach. And I thought to myself, if I could, I would too, because I never had a prime to fall down from. So I'm not ashamed at nearly 66 years young. Ted Kennedy, and this will be red meat to the right-wing talk shows tonight here in America. Ted Kennedy expelled from Harvard for cheating twice. Was he expelled? I think he was just censured. Or whatever you call a student that's gone south in the northbound lane. 9 out of every 10 people, going back to the World Cup, in the country of Qatar, are from somewhere else. Yeah, you know, unless you're in on the oil and industry, oil and gas industry there, would you want to live there? Oh, so hot. Technology versus science versus ethics. Where and when does a doctor cease and desist on a patient given what we now have on hand? Discuss. Free radio of the past week, Sonic Youth last week, and the rocking side of Alejandro Escovedo. Man, it was terrific. This upcoming week, new music, as that show often does. The Outer Limits Frequency, Ricardo and Sam. Sampling. Play the artists whose songs samplers borrowed from frequently. This week, they answer the question, what is blues? Sam cracked Ricardo up. I'm in. Back Porch Bluegrass, Paul Trenowith, our grizzled veteran of Free 89. Gospel and traditional bluegrass last week. And Planet Waves is on my list to listen to soon. I think it's episode number 49 was last week's. Look it up. It's worth your while. And as said before, retrospect number 547 with the likes of the Downliner Sect, the Lottie Daz from New Zealand, Bobby and Laurie, the Missing Links from Australia, the British Mod Beats covering the Pretty Things LSD, the Lovin' Kind, L-U-V-I-N, Please Feed the Animals with an Animals cover, the High Tensions, the Cruisers, the Luborg, and a bunch of Global Garage. It's more fun than the law should allow. And I hear your cry, your wailing, your moans. Wait, not at the program? No, at the fact that this is supposed to be the weekly opening of the Rock and Roll History Books. And so far, we've kind of spent a decent amount of time on jazz and reggae and soul. So you might quite rightly query, where the hell is the rock and roll? I can answer that question.
I said the joint was rocking, going round and round. Yeah, reeling and rocking, what a crazy sound. And it never stopped rocking till the moon went down. But well, it sounded so sweet, I had to take me a chance. I rose out of my seat, I just had to dance. I started moving my feet, yeah, to clap in my hand. But you kept on rocking, going round and round. Yeah, reading and rocking, what a crazy sound. And it never stopped rocking.
What's all these cookies?
The Pale Face Parabola.
The tragedy of your times, my young friends, is that you may get exactly what you want,
the Paleface Parabola. Face Parabola.
The Melee, that is Twitchy, recorded Mischief Night 1957 for the Specialty label. the Renee Hall Orchestra. I don't know if they fit the bill to be an orchestra, but they sure do shake the earth. And this, because we're halfway through Cheating the Hangman, at least one more time, like your favorite spaghetti western of the day. Dr. Feelgood with Mick Green from Johnny Kidd and the Pirates on guitar. And we play that to say this. Wilco Johnson, finally, after years of glaring at a camera defiantly and saying, no, not me, not never, ever, came last week at the age of 75 to the upset of the musical world, which reached fairly far. None of the major musicians, I don't think, but those who piled into sweaty indie clubs in England in the early to mid-1970s know from what I speak. Wilco Johnson played like nobody else, lead and rhythm at the same time. And that band, basically a trio doing that pub rock R&B, of which the likes of Graham Parker and The Rumor came from. We heard a version of Johnny Otis's Casting My Spell on You, borrowing with, liberal doses of Bo Diddley in it. Don't know when that was recorded. 75 years young, toe tag, lights out, and thanks for these sounds to Wilco Johnson. Ramones before that, The Mystery Man's Delight, never heard that one before. We're a happy family. We're a happy family with the poetic verse. So, sitting here in Queens, eating refried beans, our troubles never end. Daddy likes men. No Christmas cards to send. Daddy likes men. Shakespearean, don't you think? That from my favorite album, 1977's Rocket to Russia. That's the one that's got Sheena's a punk rocker, and I Want to Be Sedated was on Road to Ruin. Rockaway Beach was on Rocket to Russia. This, the day in history, in 2003, Joey Ramone, posthumously, of course, had a street named after him, and that would be East 3rd Street, where he once lived with Dee Dee. Hilarious song. Started the set with Tom Petty and Heartbreakers from the new box set recorded live at the Fillmore in 1977. That particular version of Chuck Berry's Around and Around, which I feel pretty certain Florida Tom and Mike Campbell and Ben Montench got from the Stones version on 12 times 5 here stateside. Recorded February 3rd, 1997, as noted. This box set confirms what we already knew, that Petty and the Heartbreakers are one of America's greatest ever pale-faced rock and roll bands that played that kind of stuff. Lots of juicy covers to tear into on the set, and you best believe you'll be hearing more of it over spell of time on the road forward. That was recorded again from a 20-night stand they did in 1977, and Mike Campbell writes in the liner notes, that was truly a band at its peak. Earth Strong on this November 30th, 2022, in our 53rd caper. Shuggy Otis, we told you before, born in 1953, and David Sanchez, born in the same year, along with Dick Clark in 1929, who somehow escaped the maw of the law and didn't get busted along with Alan Freed and the Payola scandal of the late 1950s. Other birthdays of the day include Alan Sherman, who did Hello Mudda, Hello Fada, which for some reason my late father had put him on the floor laughing. Brownie McGee, born today in 1915. And there was one more one, I think. Oh, yeah, Leo Lyons, the bass player of 10 Years After, born today in 1943. And Luther Ingram, If Loving You Is Wrong, I Don't Want to Be Right. Big soul hit in the early 1970s, born today in 1937. Bring Out Your Dead, Tiny Tim, today in 1996 at the age of 64. He's tiptoeing through the dead tulips at this point, I imagine. And in 1999, Don Sugarcane Harris, he of Don and Dewey, he went room temperature today at the age of 61. He played on Zappa's Hot Rods album. He played fiddle on Willie the Pimp. Today in 2015, Sinead O'Connor OD'd. Her quote, "There is no other way to get respect." Sinead, such a troubled, bald woman. Not that there's anything wrong with that, being a bald, I come from a woman, and her father's genetics, damn it. Simon and Garfunkel's first TV special released today, Songs of America, it was called. The prog rock band Kansas's greatest song ever might just have been Song for America. 10 minutes long and absolutely brilliant. Well, the NBC major sponsor of that show pulled out when they found how political Artie and Paul were going to be. Today, in 1965, Colorado declared it Rolling Stones Day, probably to their immediate regret. Today, the governor probably would have been shot, like too many others have been in that state. Sly and the Family Stone released Everyday People today in 1968. That song was on the radio every 20 minutes, and if it was, I was there every 20 minutes. I love that song. Still do. Michael Jackson released Thriller today in 1982, but you've heard that album a lot, haven't you? Yeah, you have. Nat King Cole Trio recorded Straighten Up and Fly Right today in 1943. Jeff Beck left the Yardbirds today in 1966. The Supremes were number one with Love Child today in 1968. I gotta admit, I can't stand Diana Ross, but that was a great song. Pink Floyd released The Wall today in 1979. I don't like that record either. But I mentioned it, so I don't know. It's supposed to be a rock and roll history show. Glenn Campbell, his last concert today 10 years ago in 2012. Only made it through 8 songs. And if you watched that documentary about his concert tour, clearly they pushed him too hard and too long. And finally, Johnny Johnson sued Chuck Berry for co-writer ownership of their classic hits from the 1950s. He lost 2 years later. The judge said it was past the statute of limitations. Really? So the pen moves, you put the song together, it lasts forever, and then it's past the statute of limitations. I call foul. But I call hooray, because up next on the Hit Parade, after I use my right index finger to great effect, Duane Eddy and the Rebels. We'll be right back.
bed. I'm a man that's got nothing but sweet love on my mind. Well, you love me, then you leave me, then I cry the whole night through. Yeah, you love me, then you leave me, then I don't know what to do. I need your little old arms around me to hold and squeeze me tight. But you just love and leave me, girl, and you know that that ain't right. I'm a man that's got nothing but sweet love on my mind. Love on my mind. Well, I want you to love me, baby, and I know I want you to lose my mind. Well, you know I love you, honey, but you don't treat me right. Better give me just a little bit of your sweet love, and oh, we're gonna have a big fight. I'm a man that's got nothing but sweet love on my mind. Well, the river looks cold and the bottom is a long way down. Bottom of the river, I don't live here no more. I'm a man that's got nothing but sweet love on my mind.
Charlie has returned just long enough to tell you that we are leaving. That was Johnny Burnett and the Rock and Roll Trio with Sweet Love on My Mind, recorded July 5th, 1956. The greatest to ever do it, IMHO. And Duane Eddy and the Rebels from October of 1958, co-written with Lee Hazelwood, doing Cannonball, Cannonball. Hayden and the Mystery Man and me now give you the following advice. Be back right here in 7 days at this time, and we'll be here to love you a long time.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.